Check engine, ABS, or maintenance light on? Take the guesswork out of your warning lights with O'Reilly Veriscan. The service is free and provides a report with solutions verified by ASE-certified master technicians. And if you need help, we could recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
All right. Welcome back for another deep dive. This time we're looking into something pretty strange, I guess.
Yeah, seems like it.
This one comes from, you know, that Instagram account Inspector Story.
Oh, yeah, I've seen that.
They always find the weirdest stuff from, like, way back when.
Mm-hmm.
This one takes us all the way back to 1938 to a small town in Arizona called Bridgemore.
Bridgemore, okay.
Yeah, so, like, everyone knows, everyone right in at the center of it all is this herbalist named Carrie On.
Herbalist, so like a healer.
Exactly. Everyone relied on her for, you know, keeping healthy, all their, you know, wellness and all that.
Okay.
But then things get really weird.
Let me guess, her herbal remedies weren't so good anymore.
Oh, it's a little more complicated than that.
Yeah.
The town suddenly gets hit with this, like, really bad illness.
Uh-oh.
I know, right?
Yeah.
People are getting sick left and right. And, of course, they all turn to Carrie On for help.
Makes sense.
Right. So she's, like, brewing all these remedies and taking care of everyone. But here's the thing, they just keep getting sicker.
So she's like the only one who can help, but people are getting worse under her care.
That's exactly it. And you can see where this is going, right?
Oh, yeah.
Well, to make matters even worse, this kid in town decides he's going to play detective.
Oh, no.
Yeah, he starts sneaking around Carrie On's place, like peeking through windows and all that.
What'd he find?
Well, it wasn't pretty. Let's just say he saw her making some seriously strange concoctions.
Strange? How?
We're not talking your usual herbs and flowers here.
Yeah.
I mean, we're talking ingredients that would make a medieval alchemist do a double take.
Okay, so that's not good. But wait a second. Aren't we dealing with Inspector Story here?
Yeah.
Don't they like to, you know, exaggerate things a bit?
Oh, for sure.
Mm.
I'm not saying we should believe everything they say.
Right.
But even if it's just a story, it's a pretty crazy one.
Yeah, no doubt.
So just picture this, right? This kid, armed with his, you know, secret intel, runs to the town elders and tells them everything.
And I bet they weren't too happy about it.
You got it. The whole town basically explodes. They all march over to Carrie On's place, ready to, let's just say they weren't happy.
I bet an angry mob is never a good thing.
You could say that again.
Mm.
But here's where things get really wild.
Well, instead of, like, freaking out or trying to explain herself, she, like, totally owns it.
Really?
Yeah, she starts saying she's been saving them this whole time, that she's some kind of hero who deserves, you know, a reward for all her hard work.
Oh, wow. So is she, like, completely delusional, or is she playing some kind of crazy game that no one understands?
Yeah, that's the big question. Was she actually trying to help, or was this some kind of scam gone wrong?
Right, because it doesn't really make sense.
Well, let's think about it for a second. Okay, your research mentions something about weird weather and animals acting strange around the same time.
Yeah, I think I remember that.
So maybe there was something else going on. Something like environmental, you know, that was making everyone sick.
So you're saying she was like fighting fire with fire, using those weird ingredients to stop something no one else even knew about?
It's a possibility, right? We've seen some pretty crazy stuff in the past. Remember that episode with the disappearing bees and that weird humming sound?
Oh, yeah, I remember that one.
Sometimes the simplest explanation isn't the right one.
Okay, I get what you're saying, but even if Carrie On knew something was up, wouldn't it have been better to, like, tell everyone about it, get them on her side?
You'd think so, right? But sometimes people in charge, they do crazy things when they feel like no one's listening to them.
So she thought the townspeople were too stubborn to believe her and decided to be the bad guy instead.
Yeah, maybe. It's possible.
That's kind of dark, though, isn't it?
Well, think about it from her side. She probably spent years learning her craft, you know, studying nature, maybe even tapping into knowledge that other people would think is just folklore.
Okay, so she's like this expert, but instead of explaining everything, she decides to act like some mysterious savior.
Or maybe she was just a really good businesswoman who saw a chance to make some money when everyone was scared and desperate.
Yeah, because let's not forget, she was making bank while everyone was sick.
Exactly. So maybe that whole dreamy power and riches thing wasn't just her being power hungry, but like a straight up business deal.
So we've got a few possibilities here. She was either a misunderstood genius, a power hungry manipulator, or a really smart businesswoman with a dark side.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Honestly, I think it's a little bit of all three. I think she really believed she was doing the right thing, at least to some extent. But I also think she liked being in charge, you know, being the only one who could save everyone.
Yeah, that makes sense. It's like that whole thing where someone's ego and good intentions get all mixed up. Yeah. And you can't tell where one ends and the other begins.
Exactly. But the big question is, what happened next? Did the townspeople believe her? Did they think she was a hero or a villain?
Well, that's where it gets interesting. It seems like even Inspector Story doesn't know what happened next.
They left us hanging.
I know, right? It's frustrating. But maybe that's the point. Maybe the real story isn't about what happened to Carry On, but how the townspeople reacted to her confession.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah. Like, what would you do if you were in that situation?
Well, honestly, if we look back at history, you know, things like witch hunts and moral panics, it's easy to imagine things getting out of control. People tend to turn on each other pretty quickly when they're scared and don't know what to believe.
So you're saying the real poison wasn't in her remedies, but in the townspeople themselves?
Maybe. Or maybe they all came together and saw her as a visionary. Someone who would do whatever it took to protect them.
Mm-hmm.
We just don't know.
Yeah. And that's what makes it so interesting. It makes you think about human nature. You know, all the different possibilities, no matter how messed up they are.
Right. And even though we might never know the truth about Carry On, we can still use this story to think about our own beliefs about trust and power and how much we can really understand each other.
That's deep. But I think that's what people like about this show, right?
Yeah.
It gets you thinking about the strange and unbelievable things in the world and makes you ask the big questions.
And it's fun, too.
Yeah, definitely. Speaking of fun, we should probably wrap this up before we get too lost in all this existential stuff.
Yeah. Good idea. But before we go, I want to leave our listeners with something to think about. If you were standing there with the rest of the town looking at Carry On after her crazy confession, how would you react? Would you believe she was a hero, or would you think she was a liar?
Wow, that's a tough one. I think I'd need a lot more information before I could decide.
I hear you. But sometimes, even with all the information in the world, it's hard to know what to believe.
Yeah, so that's where Inspector Story leaves us, with no answers, just whole town about to fall apart.
But that's what makes it so interesting, right? Like, we get all the pieces of the puzzle, but no instructions. We have to figure out how it all fits together, what the picture's supposed to look like.
It's like those choose your own adventure books. We
got to
make our own ending.
Exactly. And there's no right or wrong answer. Just a lot of what ifs and could have beens.
And that's what makes this story so relatable, right? We've all had to make decisions without knowing everything, trusting our gut, even when things don't make sense.
Yeah, like that saying, you judge others by their actions, but yourself by your intentions. We'll never really know what Carry On was thinking or what she was trying to do. All we can do is look at the evidence, think about the possibilities, and try to make sense of it.
Yeah, maybe that's enough. Maybe it's not about finding the one right answer, but accepting that we don't know. Accepting the mystery.
And realizing that sometimes life just throws you a curveball and you have to figure out how to hit it.
Well said. Well, on that note, I think it's time to wrap up this deep dive.
Sounds good.
Huge thanks to our listener for sending in this wild story. It's definitely given us a lot to think about.
And to everyone listening, we want to hear what you think about this whole Carry-On thing.
Mm.
Was she a hero, a villain, or something in between? Let us know on social media. Keep the conversation going.
Because that's what this is all about, right? Exploring the strange and unbelievable things in the world. And trust me, we've got plenty more where that came from. So until next time, stay curious, and we'll see you on the next deep dive.